If you're choosing Archdown Fiber, my name is Phil. How can I help you?
Yeah, good afternoon or good morning. How you doing? This is Dave Kaiser. I have a question.
Sure.
You guys are recently wiring my neighborhood. Matter of fact, they're down a lot of splicing fiber as we speak. When they put the runs in, and I spoke to the gentleman who was doing it, where my house is located, they put the pull box on the opposite side from where my facilities come into my house.
Okay.
Now, when I asked him about it, when I asked him how to set up, he's like, oh, yeah, there'll be a pull box between your house and the next house. But they never put it in, to the point where the guy was out here the other day taking pictures of the new build, I guess to make sure, you know, they have to take pictures of everything. Mm-hmm. And he was looking for the pull box that was never installed.
No.
Because the guy who was here said, oh, there's supposed to be a pull box over here. And I said, yeah. I said, the pull box is under the tree where the old cable comes in and where the power box over there. I said, but my house, you can't get to the side of the house without running something around my entire house on the ground.
Oh, yeah, that's never good.
So I'm just wondering how that's going to happen, you know, because I know they're supposed to turn this thing up, like, in January.
Yeah, so more than likely what they'll do is they'll be coming back out to ensure that pull box does get put out in the correct location. It looks like it might have just been a slight oversight from the construction crew the day that they said they were going to be doing it.
Yeah, because like I said, they have to borrow under a road or they have to borrow under my driveway, either or. But they're not running around my house. You know what I'm saying? I don't want it run a cable, especially in the winter months, you know, because when they come out, they said, oh, they'll come out and bury everything. But, yeah, that could take time.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? I know how it works. I used to work for Verizon here in New York. And they don't always come out right away.
No, so I completely understand that.
So how is that going to be fixed?
So in regards to the pull box, more than likely what'll happen is because they were supposed to place one where they said they were going to place it and it wasn't done.
Yeah.
More than likely we'll have another construction crew coming. We'll have a team that comes out and puts the pull box in where it is required.
Okay.
And
when you check to see when we're scheduled to be turned up? Like, I know that, you know, it's in bits and pieces. If I give you my address, can you tell me when it's supposed to happen?
Yeah, I can definitely do that. So what is your address? Are you a current customer or are you just a resident? Okay. Yeah.
No, I'm just a resident. It's 5 Hamilton Drive in Red Hook.
One moment. Let me get down to Red Hook.
I mean, I don't know where your call center is, if you're familiar. If your call center is over there in Kingston or you're
not even a call, not even a call center. I'm actually a work from home agent that actually, you know, works for Archdock. So,
okay. Said you, wow, you're on. I get to work from home. How nice.
Yeah, you said you're on Hamilton.
Hamilton Drive, yeah, number 5.
All right, number 5 Hamilton Drive in Red Hook. Looks like that in-service date right now is scheduled for January 15th.
Oh, getting close. Okay.
Yep.
So am I assuming somebody will be back out again? You know, because I'm not always here when they come. That's the mm-hmm. problem. Like, I've seen twice, like, we've gotten 2 door tags. One time I actually caught the guy leaving, dropping door tags, and I have a conversation with him, you know. And he's like, oh, yeah. And he was just a guy, you know, making us aware that, you know, things are coming.
Yeah,
and then when they were doing the construction, guys out here actually laying the fiber run, you know, and putting the pull boxes in and whatnot. Oh yeah, no, it's going right over here because, you know, it's got to get to these 2 houses. I'm like, all right, and nothing happened.
So yeah, because we do have about 2 months now between now and when your in-service date is, we should have plenty of ample time to get that extra pull box. And especially with a supervisor coming through, taking photos, noticing that a pull box is not...
He didn't work for you guys. He worked for... I don't know what he didn't say who he worked for, whether it was you guys or the contractor that you guys have putting in the... You know, doing the job.
More than likely, it's one of our contractors.
I don't think he worked for
Archdown. It's more than likely one of our contractors. Yeah, so... But okay. Still, the fact that they do still report to Archdown directly, and they were instructed that at the location you were specifying, there's supposed to be a pull box, and there's not one. That means that they have to go back through and put that pull box in.
Okay. All right. I was just wondering. I mean, so I'm looking forward to it, you know, as a spectrum.
But of course. But of course.
Nice to have I like competition. You know, big for the competition. And I'm big on fiber. You know, I mean, I installed Fios in New York, so I know what it's like. You know, I was the Fios tech for Verizon, so.
Oh, nice.
All right. So when do you think they'll be back out again? I mean, when do they, like, generally come back around?
They're normally – so our crews normally do work Monday through Friday. And they're for the pretty much our contractors. They normally work Monday through Friday. And from what I understand is they usually work anywhere from, like, 7 or 8 o'clock in the morning, probably 8 o'clock due to noise ordinances. So from about 8 o'clock until 5 or 6 o'clock in the afternoon. So.
Okay.
So, and they may be like further down your road. They might be down one of the side roads.
They are now. I mean, I know they're working in the town portion of the village, because they're put on hold with the town because the town supervisors didn't sign off on the work.
Yeah.
An idiot. Like because we're two separate. I'm in technically the village of Red Hook, and the village signed off. So they did the village, and now they're doing the town portion, like the outskirts. And the town supervisor hadn't signed off, so they can't continue. They
can't go into Red Hook, but they can do the surrounding areas, essentially.
Yeah, they can do the village of Red Hook, which is where I am.
Yeah.
Even though I'm closer to the town hall, the town of Red Hook, than I am to the village of Red Hook. It's just weird. You would think I would be in the town of Red Hook, not the village, but I'm technically in the village.
Okay. I completely understand you. Well, is there anything else I can help you with today?
No, that's it. I appreciate the information. Thank you.
You're quite welcome. Well, thank you for calling our shop, Fiber, and have a wonderful rest of your day.
Yeah, you too. Bye.